Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Welcome.
Josh and Ben. Come on. Come on in.
Come on, boys. Sorry we're late.
No, no, don't worry. No, we're just getting underway. Go on, everyone's in the sitting room.
Go on, you two. Find Rory and wish him a happy birthday.
Rory!
Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, David.
Having fun?
Yes. Sorry, give me a moment. Hello, Josh.
Wow. This is very impressive, Brian. How many kids have you got here?
I think about 15 of Rory's class. And Phoebe's here. And Lily and Freddie.
You didn't blow up all these balloons, did you?
It took all morning, David. Can I get you a drink?
Oh, I'd love one.
Beer?
But no, I can't. I've got to go to Mum and Dad's and help put up the family portrait.
Oh, yeah, the Van Dyke.
Hey?
About the same size as one of his.
Yeah. Another one of Kenton's master strokes.
Indeed.
I'm all tooled up with my drill and my raw plugs.
Great success on Friday night, though.
Oh, yes. They had a lovely time.
Good.
Mum said it was better than her wedding day. Right, I better get off.
Of course.
You can handle Ben and Josh for a while, can't you?
Yeah, no, I'm sure we'll manage.
David, you off?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't stay.
Oh, right. Brian, can you get the prizes from the kitchen, please?
Yeah, OK, I'm just seeing David out.
Hey, it's your birthday this week, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, on Tuesday.
You planning anything special?
We haven't really thought. Suppose we could go out somewhere.
Yes.
Well, if you fancy a drink.
Oh, cheers, David. I'll see you later.
Yep, bye, Jennifer.
Bye.
Right.
Prizes, Brian.
I know, I'm getting them.
Beep, beep. Excuse us. Coming through.
Oh, no. What have we got here?
Charlie needs to go to the toilet.
Oh, right. Well, I'll take him. And Brian, can you keep an eye on the party?
Listen, if you need me to stay.
No, no, Hayley. No, you go home and persuade Roy to have a look at that house.
What house is that?
Number one, the green.
Brian, go on.
I'm going.
Honestly, Hayley, this isn't the first children's party I've organised, and we'll be absolutely fine.
Phil, it's not going to fit there.
Oh, it will. Just.
But it'll look ridiculous.
Well, it's not as if we spend much time on the stairs.
I suppose not.
There was nowhere to hang the picture in the sitting room. I mean, the frame was wider than the chimney breast.
I know.
And as for above the television...
It did feel as though we were the ones being watched.
Yeah. I mean, it could always go on the wall behind you.
No, it's better there. Then we can look at it from the landing.
Fine.
We'll have to greet the children every time we go up and down the stairs.
Rightio, are we ready?
Yes, I think so.
All right, shall I bring the picture up to you?
Yes.
Can you manage it, David?
Careful on the stairs.
No, it's all right, I've got it. Mum, if you stay on the landing, you can tell us when it's straight.
Right, well, I've got my end, David.
Okay. Right, lift it up against the wall, then.
There.
Right, how does that look, Mum?
It needs to go down your end, Phil.
Oh, what? Like that?
No, it's still wonky.
Well, I can't bend any lower. I just need to go down a step.
Just another inch. A bit more.
Oh,
Dad, are you right?
Yes, I think so.
Well, I've got the picture. Can you get up?
No, don't move.
What is it?
It's straight, that's it.
Oh.
Stay sitting on the step.
Are you able to hold it, Dad?
Well, it is. As long as you're quick.
Okay, well, I'll just mark the corner. Oh. Lift that pencil downstairs. Mum, can you grab it?
Yes, of course. Excuse me, love.
Oh, my toe.
Sorry.
Can you get by?
Breathing in.
Yes. Where is the pencil, David?
It's on the telephone table, I think. It might be next to the drill.
No, I've got it.
All right.
Can you hurry up, please?
Dad, look, if you need to put it down.
No, let's just get this
done.
Oh,
dear, what a game. There's a pencil.
Thank you. Cheers. Right. That's my corner. Dad, here, can you reach?
Yes.
Just mark the side. Okay, right, ready to lift it down?
Please.
No! Just hold it there for one more moment.
Jill, this is very heavy.
I'm sorry. I think we're going to have to hang it somewhere else.
What? Why?
It's just... Well, it looks preposterous from down here. It fills the entire wall.
Well, where else are we going to put it? The bedroom?
I don't know. But it really can't go there.
Hey, that's it.
Keep it going. Pass it on.
Who's it going to stop on? There's a
only one more layer of paper left.
No, you mustn't hold on to it.
Fine.
Keep the parcel going.
Stop the music.
No, we can keep going a little longer. Oh.
Hey, it's landed on Ben. Go on, Ben. See what's in it.
Darling, what are we going to do with them now?
Hey?
Well, have you got any more games prepared?
Why? Aren't there any more prizes?
No.
Oh, well done, Ben. What do you got?
It's a caterpillar.
Wow-wee. And what do you think it does? Can you wind it up?
Daddy, can we play hide and seek now?
No, I don't think so, Rory.
Please?
Well, where would you all hide?
I'm closing my eyes.
No, Rory, no, come on. No, I think we should think of another game.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Doesn't it wriggle?
Yeah. I know. Let's all play Throw the Paper in the Bin Bag.
Brian!
What I did? That's it! Throw it in here! No, not at my head!
I think maybe it's time we all had something to eat.
Well, it's not even 4 o'clock yet.
Well, it doesn't matter.
What are we going to do after that?
Oh, it's fine. We'll keep them entertained for a while.
Lily, don't do that! Hey, oi, what's your name? You, yes, you've got...
Oh, come on,
don't
then!
Don't pop
on.
The balloons!
Who'd like some pizza? Well, that's good. Come on, through to the dining room, then.
But can't we at least arrange a viewing?
What for?
To have a look.
Why? We know we can't afford it. What's the point of getting our hopes up?
You never know. We might decide we don't even like it.
Yeah, as if. We know what the house is like from when Neil and Susan lived there. Any idea where Dad keeps the washers?
Having a clue.
Sick of watching that tap drip.
Roy.
What?
You want this house?
Hayley.
It's close to work. And the school bus goes from just across the road.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, the pub's only staggering distance. Yeah,
£175,000, Hayley. You saw what the repayments would be like. It's not like they're giving away mortgages anymore. And even if they weren't.
Well, maybe I could ask my parents for help.
What? And you know they can't afford it.
Or we could maybe still get an interest-only mortgage.
Oh, yeah. And still be paying it off in our 70s.
Oh, come on, Roy. Do you want us to find a place?
Of course.
Well, the only other house of light was 35 miles away. And you know you never really wanted to leave Ambridge.
No, I know.
Well, we're not really going to let this slip through our fingers without even trying, are we?
I suppose we would be kicking ourselves.
Exactly. And when's the next time a house is going to come up in the village that we can even come close to affording?
I just don't want us to be disappointed again.
I know. But if we worry about that, we may as well just give up looking.
So, when do you want to arrange a viewing?
When are you free?
Tuesday morning?
Okay. I'll call the estate agent tomorrow.
Fine.
Yay!
But let's just keep our feet on the ground, eh?
Sure. Are those the washers over there?
Hmm? Well, what does he keep them up there for?
Oh, just think, in a couple of months' time, you could be fixing your own taps.
Right, it's on the screw my side. Yours?
Yes, I think I've got it.
Be careful.
Are you ready to let go? There. Oh, how's that?
Well, let's have a look. Oh, yes, that's not too bad, is it?
Actually, I think it looks rather good. Well done, Dad. Never occurred to me to hang it in here.
Jill?
Are you happy with it in the conservatory?
Yes.
Well, you don't seem too sure.
No, really, it's marvellous.
You'll be able to admire it when you're digging your veg patch.
I will indeed. Thank you, David.
Yes, thank you. It's wonderful.
It's the perfect reminder of a wonderful day.
Friday was so special.
Well, I'm glad it's all worked out. You haven't had to build an extension for the picture. And Kenton's kept all his appendages. Right. Well, if my work here is done...
One thing more, David.
Yep.
You don't think the picture needs moving just a touch to the left?
No. That picture is never moving anywhere again.
Chocolate fountain would be a disaster.
You didn't say anything. Ben, come here, darling. Let me wipe your fingers.
Daddy, can we play pirates now?
Pirates?
Oh, that's better.
I'm not sure. You're the only one with a costume. It's not really fair on everyone else.
Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we play a nice game of sleeping fish?
No! Pirates! Pirates! Pirates!
All right, calm down, Rory. Now, what's going on to you?
It is a party, Brian.
Oh. Daddy's a sea monster!
What?
Get him!
No, Rory, don't do that.
Quick, he's got to sink the ship.
Ben! Josh!
Ow!
Shred his tentacles!
Ah! Stop it! Laura, let go of my arm!
Oh, don't be so rough! Oh, be careful now, boys!
Ah, that's my hair!
We don't want to hurt him, do we?
Get off! No, please! Look, you'd better pull me over! And I don't bend that way! Jenny, help!
I'm answering the door!
Oh,
really? Oh, goodness. It's getting a little bit raucous in here. I can see.
No, that's enough. No, please. Stop it now. Stop it, really.
Hey, boys, leave Brian alone.
Oh,
do you want me to take him into the lounge?
Oh, that's a very good idea if you could.
Thank you, Hayley.
Right, come on then.
Pirate!
No, I know a much better game than that.
What?
Well, you'll have to come with me to find out. Right, this way. What were you doing to your dad and Corey?
Thanks for all your help there.
Well, I'm sorry, but it was very funny.
Oh.
Are you all right?
No, I'm exhausted.
Oh, must admit, I'm quite tired.
We're never organising a party by ourselves again.
Oh, Brian.
No, I'm serious. I've had my fill of birthdays.
Well, it's yours on Tuesday.
I know, and we're not doing anything.
Oh, come on. I thought you wanted to go out somewhere.
Not anymore, darling. After today... All I want for my birthday is a nice, quiet night in.
Well, I'd rather watch the football too, Dad.
Should have it on at the ball. Yours has the big screen down for England matches.
Yeah, but Clara's going to want to do something special, ain't she?
Why don't she worry?
Yeah, I know.
You got to go to Paris last year.
Yeah, but after Phil and Jill's party on Friday... She's been dropping hints about our anniversary ever since.
Really?
Oh, I want you the last of it if I don't make a fuss.
Ought to be a good match on Wednesday, even if we don't qualify.
Yeah, well, you can always watch it with Ed. There you go.
Sir?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be going to the pub.
You want to be with young fella, though, won't he? Hey, that's not a bad bit of olive, that.
No. I spotted some decent hips in the edge down there the other week.
Oh, huh?
Yeah, let's bring in the herding.
Well, we should go and have a nose.
Hey, hang on, let me grab a bit more.
Well, we've got enough holly to be going on with.
Oh, no. I want to make plenty of Christmas wreaths this year. Oh, we're going to need to sell as many as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what you reckon you're going to do with Clary, then?
Oh, I don't know. It's not like I can afford much.
You can't persuade her to let you watch the game.
Oh, no chance, Dad.
Could be like her present to you.
Hey, Clary's going to want to go out for some swanky romantic meal somewhere.
Yeah, I suppose. Don't seem fair to me. Why shouldn't you enjoy yourself on your anniversary as well?
I tell you, Cathy... I don't think Brian knew what had hit him.
Oh, really?
By the time we picked up Lily and Freddie, he was just slumped in the armchair with a sort of dazed expression.
Oh.
I don't think they'll be organising another children's party for a while.
There aren't any more History of Borsetshire DVDs on that shelf, are there, Nigel?
Hmm?
I haven't missed any, have I?
There's Borsetshire Ghost Stories.
No. Oh, where have they gone?
That gives me a thought, actually. I'm going to look at a four-year-old filly next week.
What?
The Shire horse I've been thinking of getting.
Oh, right, yeah. You've found one, have you?
Mm-hmm. On the web, as it happens. I called the owner this morning, Superchat. He says she's broken in, or they would still need to train her to harness.
Right, I see.
Not that that's a problem. Toby knows what he's doing.
Mm.
But I was thinking, if and when we do find the right Shire horse, we ought to get some merchandise up for the shop. I'm sure there's lots of interesting paraphernalia out there.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Oh, this is ridiculous. Where have they gone?
All right, Cathy, what's the matter? What are we looking for?
They should be here.
Is it these DVDs?
Yes, I just want to finish this ruddy stock take.
Don't worry.
I've been at it all day.
We'll find them. Now, what are we looking for?
A History of Borsetshire. It's in a green sleeve.
Mm-hmm. And how many should there be?
Well, the system says 5, but I don't keep that many on display.
Well, what about in this box down here?
Well, what box?
What have we got? English country houses. The History of England, the Jacobites.
I've already counted them.
Well, these ones?
No, in the stock cupboard. But I don't know where that box has come from. Oh.
All right.
Oh, for goodness sake. I'm going to have to start again now.
Cathy. What I think you should do is go home.
No.
Whatever's happened, we can sort it out tomorrow.
I want to sort it out now. I'll only worry.
I really think you should leave it. It's getting late. Come on. It's not going to make any difference leaving it overnight.
Oh.
Go home and come back with a clear head in the morning.
Hi, Eddie. You finished?
Oh, hi, Ruth. Yeah, I'm just going to let them through.
No problems.
Nope. There's a couple look like they're bullying. I've put them on the whiteboard.
Great.
Oh, Ruth, while you're here, can I put you down for a holly wreath?
Don't we usually get one free?
Do you?
Oh, we did last year. It's our holly, remember?
Ah, but what about the other costs? Twine? Glitter for the cones?
I could easily go and collect some holly and make me own, you know.
But would it have the quality of craftsmanship?
You've got a cheek, Eddie Grundy.
Tell you what, I'll knock another 50 pence off and I'll put some nice red ribbon on it.
Oh, don't worry, put me down for one anyway.
You sure?
Yeah, it is Christmas, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. And we've got to make all we can. Oh, the way the turkeys are going.
A bit slow, are they?
You could say that.
It's still pretty early yet.
Yeah, not for our customers. Come to us for years, most of them. I've usually got my order book pretty full by this time.
But not this year.
No. Don't seem to want to commit themselves.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's not good. We got a lot of money tied up in them birds.
So, what is it, do you think?
Well, price, I suppose. We've had to put them up, of course.
Well, that's not your fault. Don't they know what's happened to wheat prices?
Well, that's what I tell them.
I don't suppose this bird flu business has helped, though.
That's the funny thing. I reckon it has.
How do you mean?
Well, we've had a couple of people phone up over the weekend, worried there was going to be a shortage.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they thought they'd better get their orders in quick, so, well, I don't know. Maybe it's going to pick up a bit.
Well, at least they hadn't been put off eating turkey.
Just the opposite.
That's good. You never know with these things.
Daft if they had. So, how's your beef been selling this year?
Not bad. We're finishing a couple of extra animals.
You got plenty of orders, then?
About normal for the Christmas trade, I'd say.
I wish I could say the same.
Well, like you say, maybe things are starting to pick up, eh?
Let's hope so.
Yeah. When people realise prices have got to go up, they'll all come back, I'm sure.
It was such a special evening. Jill looked beautiful.
Yeah, she did, didn't she?
And you? Oh, that dress, you looked so slim and elegant.
Thank you.
You lost weight?
Maybe a little.
Oh, I wish I could. It's so hard, though. And he moans and moans if I cook him anything healthy.
Oh.
And the way he gorged himself on that buffet, he were up all night after with a bellyache.
Oh, dear.
Greedy devil. Oh, I just hope it's given him a few ideas for our anniversary.
Has that come round already?
Oh, I know. The years keep on rolling by, eh? 26 this time.
Oh, of course.
Oh, here he is now. Yeah, well, I'll let you get inside, Cathy. I can see you're tired.
I'm sorry, Clary.
No. It's been a long day for me, too. We're hard at it at the dairy, doing all the extra ice cream and yoghurt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, reckon I'm going to have a nice bath after supper.
Right.
Well, see you then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Hello, lad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, Cathy, everything all right?
I've just realised I haven't put the alarm on in the shop.
Oh, no.
Evening. Everything all right?
Oh, Cathy's forgotten the alarm.
I didn't think you had one.
No, I'm at Lower Loxley. I'm going to have to go back. Oh, honestly.
Hey, Cathy.
Yeah?
Don't suppose you need any turkeys, do you?
what?
At Lower Loxley, for the calf. I can do you a good deal.
Eddie!
Nice, fresh, tasty birds.
Cathy don't need no turkeys.
And low in food miles. I know how keen Nigel is on his green eco-warrior stuff.
I'm sorry, Cathy. Don't let him hold you up. We'll see you soon.
But... yeah, see you.
Bye-bye. Now, what are you pestering Cathy for?
It's the season to be killed.
I was only asking, wasn't I?
Cathy ain't going to want that. Lower Loxley would have ordered their churches, ain't
you? It was worth a try.
We could see she needed to go.
Oh, evening. Oh, don't worry. I'll clear it up. I'm just making a start on the wreath.
No, it's all right, Joe. If I could just have a bit of room to start cooking.
Well, of course you can.
Evening. Hey, they're looking good.
Yeah, hey, move the mistletoe out the sink, will you? So... what are you two bickering about now, then?
Oh, we ain't bickering.
I was just asking Cathy if she wanted some turkeys. We've got to do something. Getting Mike to hand out extra leaflets ain't working.
What if we put them on offer?
But where's the sense in that if we're going to lose money?
Oh, we'll lose a lot more if we can't sell them.
Well, I think what we've spent out on food.
Yeah, typical, isn't it? We has to sit here tearing our fingers to bits on Ollie while the likes of Brian Aldridge are raking it in.
Oh, exactly, Dad. I was only talking to Ruth about it earlier.
Ah, well, they can't be doing too badly neither. They got cereal.
I know, but...
and their milk. That shut up because of all them folk in China.
Well, yeah.
All we wants to do is feed a few turkeys. Locally reared birds for local people to enjoy on their Christmas table. And we're getting clobbered.
Oh, I know.
We're the victims of globalisation.
Well, I still say if you bought the feed earlier...
Oh, Clary!
Yeah, if you'd stocked up before the prices rocketed...
No! That's not how modern business works.
Oh, isn't it?
No. It's called...
what? Foresight? Organisation and buying at the best price?
No. Hmm. It's called,
yes?
Oh, just in time.
Procrastination.
Procurement.
I see.
Anyway, it doesn't change the fact that we've got a load of turkeys that need selling.
No, all right, love.
Well, if people are starting to think there's going to be a shortage, like them two at the weekend, they'll all come back, you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
We can always hope. Because if they don't, it's us that'll suffer.
Hello? Hello? Who's there? Oh, God. Oh!
Cathy!
Oh, Nigel!
Sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
Oh, Nigel.
Now, what are you doing back?
No, I'm sorry. When I saw the light was on in the cupboard...
Are you all right?
Yeah, thank you. I realised I hadn't put the alarm on.
Oh, dear. You should have run. I'd been here most of the time.
Yeah. What have you been doing?
I thought I'd try and untangle your stock take for you.
Oh, you didn't have to. I'd have done it in the morning.
Don't be silly.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you've got a lot on your mind at the moment. How are you feeling about the hearing on Thursday?
Oh.
Not very good, I expect. Well, that's probably a stupid question.
No, I just want to know.
Of course.
When the trial's going to be. What Taylor's plea is. And I think that this could all be over if he'd just be honest and tell the truth.
I think it's a lot to hope for that he's going to plead guilty there.
I'm not hoping, Nigel. I'm angry that I have to go through all of this when he knows what he did to me.
Yes.
I can't keep my mind on anything. I keep making mistakes with the alarm, the DVDs.
You know that Lizzie and I understand.
Well, yeah.
You really mustn't worry. If you feel it's too much or you need some time away,
no,
we can manage.
No, it's fine, really. It's better for me to have something to do.
All right.
I'm having Thursday off anyway.
Well, you certainly don't need to be here now.
No.
Go on. I can lock up and do the alarm.
Well, are you sure?
Of course. Get yourself home and have a good night's sleep.
Thank you, Nigel.
And Cathy?
Yeah?
Try not to worry about the hearing. Taylor's a swine. He's not worth it.
Come on now, don't make a fuss.
What? No.
Put your arms up for me.
No, not now. I don't know what you're doing.
Jack, you need to put your pyjama top on.
Hmm?
That's right. Now come on, dear, sit back down. It's
been a long day.
Oh, dear.
We went to have a look at the trains on the Blackberry line. And it was Brian's birthday, do you remember?
Brian?
Yes. We took his card over to Home Farm. And you played with Rory. He'd made a lovely card for Brian.
Rory?
And he'd written his name inside.
No, stop it.
Let me finish your buttons.
I can't go to sleep here. I need to go home.
You are home, dear.
What?
Now, that's it. Lie down.
Oh.
Now, what would you like to do tomorrow? Feet up.
Now, what
do you think? We could go for a walk around the country park, or how about we try that new jigsaw we bought? The one of the steam engine.
No, I can't stay here.
Love.
I don't like it. I should be at home.
Jack.
Peggy, don't leave me here.
I'm not going to leave you anywhere. You're at home and you're in your bed. And I'm going to get in right next to you.
Peggy, is it time to go to bed?
Yes, dear. Now, do you need another pillow? Are you comfy?
Yes, thank you.
All right, then. Then why don't you close your eyes and try to get to sleep?
So is Roy working a late shift, then?
Yeah, he won't be back for a while. He's doing a double.
Oh, right.
And Mike's already in bed.
So we got the place to ourselves, then?
Yeah. Oh, and Phoebe's fast asleep.
Oh, fantastic.
She's right above us.
Sorry.
Oh, it's nice to sit down.
You have a busy day.
They're all busy, aren't they?
Right, here's your elderflower.
Oh, thanks.
So come on then, tell me. Are you going to buy our old house?
Maybe.
Honestly?
Possibly. I've got to find out exactly how much we can borrow, but I think we're going to put in an offer.
Oh, Hayley, that's so exciting.
I know.
When did you go to see it?
This morning.
What's it like? Have they got rid of that disgusting paper in Christopher's room?
Yeah, it's all gone. Well, you saw the pictures on the internet. It's got a new kitchen, new bathroom.
That is so nice. Not better than when we were living there.
Wow.
Go on, the colour of that bathroom.
Yeah, all right. But it's very plain now.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's brill. It means we can really put our stamp on it. Oh, and the garden's great too. There's enough room for Phoebe's trampoline. You know, and I want a little relaxing area where I can sit out.
You're already moving in, aren't you?
Yeah, I might be. Oh, Emma, I want that house so much.
So what does Roy think?
Well, he was trying to be very sensible and level-headed, but as soon as I walked through the door...
Did he really like it?
Yeah, he was running round, measuring for cupboard space and counting sockets. Yeah, he's right, though. We need to keep our feet on the ground. We're not going to be able to offer the full asking price.
No.
No, we're going to struggle to get near. Oh, we've been looking for so long, though.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so perfect for us. It's right in the middle of Ambridge. Nothing needs doing to it.
Just think you could be moved in before the baby comes.
Oh, don't.
You could, though.
Oh, if only. Some of the places we've looked at, you wouldn't want to bring a cat up in them.
Oh, no.
Let alone a baby.
You should try it in a caravan.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Still beats living at home with your parents.
Oh, you wouldn't rather still be living in a caravan, would you?
Well.
Would you?
No. No, God, of course not.
Because that was a horrible situation, Emma. It was absolutely no good for George.
Yeah, I know.
You're much better off where you are.
It's nice to have a place of your own, though. I mean, that's why you want to move out.
Yeah, of course. But
that's all, Hayley. I didn't mean anything else.
Jack?
Stop talking,
Jack? Oh, no. What's the matter? Where are you? Jack?
Stay away from me.
Jack.
I need to go home.
But you are home.
Oh, don't be a fool. I've got to get the tram to Sturchley.
No. Look, you're outside your house, see?
This is where you live. You're in Ambridge.
What?
Now, come on. Look, the door's open. Let's get you inside.
Don't touch me.
Hey!
Why don't you listen, you stupid man?
But you can't stay out here. You're going to freeze.
Get off me. Leave me alone.
She's all right.
I'll call the police.
She's okay.
Jack.
Oh, Peggy. This man's been trying to assault me.
Boy.
Stay away. This man's tried to assault me.
I'm sorry, Peggy. I was driving back from the hotel and I saw him wandering around in the garden.
Oh, Jack, your feet. You've got no shoes on.
I told you.
I've been trying to get him to go inside.
Don't come any nearer.
Jack, stop it now. You know who this is. It's Roy, Mike Tucker's son.
Hey?
Mike and Roy and Brenda.
Yeah, I'm the deputy manager of Grey Gables.
Oh, you mean the hotel?
Yes.
Grey Gables. I used to own that.
That's right, you did. Well, that's where Roy works.
Can you see me badge?
So what's he doing here?
He was on his way home. He was worried. He saw you out in the garden.
Oh.
Now, I think it's time you came inside.
I'm cold.
I should think you are. You're in your pyjamas.
Now, careful where you put your feet, Jack. Don't hurt them on the gravel.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Come on. We need to get you nice and warm.
So come on then, spill. You are. Oh, not the wine, you. Have you recovered from last week?
Oh,
no.
It wasn't one of my best decisions.
Emma, you were drunk.
I know, but still.
He hasn't tracked you down, accusing you of taking advantage of him.
No.
Well, that's a good thing.
To be honest, I'm just trying to forget about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a stupid end to a really horrible night. What with Otty and her mates talking Polish the whole time and ignoring me. And then Ed and Fallon turning up.
Hey? You mean Ed was there?
Yeah.
No, you didn't tell me that last week.
Oh.
Emma. So, is that the real reason you threw yourself at that bloke? Come on. I saw the way you reacted when they got together in the pub.
Hayley, I just can't stand seeing them together. I know I shouldn't care. Ed can do what he likes. It's not like I haven't been with other people. It's just... I don't know.
You still got feelings for him?
Hmm. When I saw them, it was like being punched in the stomach.
Emma.
And she was loving it, hanging off him all night.
Who? Fallon?
Yeah, she was really rubbing my nose in it.
Oh, I can't believe that.
I should have seen her.
Come on, Fallon's not like that. I think she just... Well, I think she's happy, Emma.
Of course she is.
Oh, come here.
Been such an idiot, Hayley.
No, you haven't.
I have. I should never have let him go. I don't know what I was thinking.
You were thinking about what was best for George.
But Ed would have done anything for me. Just because I decided to move back home.
That's what I mean.
But I could have made it work, Hayley.
Emma.
And Ed loved George.
That's all very well in hindsight, but you have to remember what it was like back then. The trouble with your parents, all those arguments with Will. I mean, George could have been really hurt.
I know that.
The caravan wasn't a good place for him. Sometimes circumstances just get too difficult.
But Ed didn't give up on us. He wouldn't have stopped trying.
Then maybe you didn't love him enough.
What?
Perhaps it just wasn't meant to be.
No. No, that's the thing. I never stopped loving him.
And do you still love him now? Yes, then. I can see you do.
I can't imagine wanting to be with anyone else.
Emma.
Yeah, I know. I know he's with Fallon now.
You can't do anything about that. You mustn't.
I'm not.
See, Ed wouldn't thank you.
I won't. I know exactly where he'd tell me to go.
Then you've just got to find some way of getting over him. I know it's hard.
Just remember what we had, Hayley.
Of course. But who's to say you won't find that again? Just because things didn't work out with Callum. There are other guys out there.
I don't want anyone else.
Just you wait and see. At some point, a man's going to walk into your life and you're going to feel completely differently. I know what you had with Ed was pretty full on.
We were fantastic together, Ailey.
But you really mustn't think there's never going to be anyone else.
How is he, Peggy? Is he all right?
Yes, he's back in bed now.
Oh, that's good.
Dear me, what a night. Thank you so much, Roy. Don't let me keep you any longer.
That's okay. Is Jack like that a lot now?
No.
I mean, he was so confused. He was talking about his ration book and getting the tram home.
Was he?
I don't think he knew where he was.
That happens sometimes. Expect he just had a bad dream.
Are you sure? Because, well, to be honest, Peggy, he was actually quite aggressive.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
No, but what about you? Can you manage?
As I say, Roy, he was probably dreaming about the past. Then you frightened him. He does find it difficult to remember who people are.
Right, so he doesn't ever get like that with you, then?
No.
Right.
And please, don't be offended that he didn't recognise you.
Of course not, Peggy. I understand. I'm just worried about you.
I'm fine.
I mean, if there's anything I can do...
No, no.
No, but really, if I can help, I could, well, I'm not sure, but...
Exactly, well, I've got the family.
Yeah, but if you need someone to do a bit of shopping for you, or, Hey, I could bring you down meals from the restaurant every now and then.
Oh, no, don't be silly. No,
I'm sure Caroline wouldn't mind.
You've done quite enough already.
Yeah, but if it's going to make things easier for you...
Thank you, but I'm quite capable. It was just a particularly bad night. I can manage, honestly.
All right.
Now, you really must go home. You've got a pregnant wife to look after.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roy.
Okay.
Give my love to Hayley.
Yep, will do.
Bye.
Bye.
Peggy? Are you there?
I'm just down here.
Oh, where are you?
What are you doing? Why are you out of bed?
I woke up, I didn't know where you were.
I'm just shutting up the house.
Oh, I wondered where you'd gone.
Well, you didn't need to.
It's dark, you know.
I know it is. It's time we were both asleep.
Yes.
Come on, then. Let's go back upstairs.
Ed?
Oh, you're all right, Oliver.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, sorry.
Looks like you could do with an early night.
Oh, yeah. Fallon dragged me out to a gig last night.
Ah.
Yeah, it went on a bit late.
I see. Well, I won't keep you from your bed for long, then.
Oh, no, no. I'm meeting my dad down the Bull anyway. I'm going to go watch the footy.
Ah, yes, the England game. Look, I'm popping down to the Bull later, actually. Meeting Alistair for a drink.
Right. Ooh, what you got there, then?
The results from the lab. I was wondering, Ed. It seems to show a slight dip in the yield.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Had you noticed?
Yeah, I had.
So you've increased the concentrate, have you?
Yeah.
I see.
But I only did it in the last couple of days.
Right, because by the looks of it, this dip has been going on for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Oliver. I should have picked up on it earlier.
Oh, that's okay. As long as you're onto it now.
Well, it's because of the silage, see? It's pretty poor, really, and the cows aren't getting enough energy.
No, I understand all that. I mean, we looked over the analysis together, right?
Sure.
But we don't want this dip to carry on.
No, of course not.
We have to be constantly monitoring the yield.
Yeah, and I will. I'll make sure I keep a really close eye on it.
Good.
I'm sorry.
Ed?
Yeah?
Just be careful. You don't want to let your social life distract you from the job in hand.
I'm not going to flog him at a loss, Clary.
Well, at least we get some of the money back. Better not selling them at all.
No, we've got to hold our nerve. You've had 3 more orders since the weekend.
What's the good of 3?
Well, if people have started thinking there's going to be a shortage because of the bird flu...
What if it works the other way? What if it makes them want to buy beef or pork instead?
Oh, nothing wrong with turkey. It's perfectly safe.
Oh. We know that, but people can get funny ideas, you know.
Oh, I reckon they'll come back. When the penny drops, the prices have got to go up any road.
So how many have you got left to sell?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Well, tell me.
About 2/3.
2/3?
I know. Normally we'd have got orders for most of them by now.
Eddie.
So don't expect to find much under the tree this year.
Oh, well, at least we left plenty of turkey, eh?
Oh, Clary.
I know, but... Look, you're milking at Brookfield now, Eddie. They'll need you over Christmas. I expect if I asked Sid and Jolene, they could give me a few extras here.
Hmm.
Yeah, come on. Don't let it spoil this evening. I wouldn't have let you insist on taking me out to supper if I'd known it were as bad as that.
Don't be silly. It's our anniversary.
No, I know, but still.
I couldn't let that pass without doing something special.
But if money's that tight, maybe we should skip desserts and go straight out.
No, no, you don't need to do that.
Well, I don't mind, love.
Oh, it's not like it's dinner in Paris. Any road, I want to treat my missus.
Oh, Eddie. Well, then, we should make the most of it. No more worrying about the stupid turkeys.
I'll be fine.
Well, if you need me to come with you.
No, no, it's fine.
It might help if I was there to back you up.
I don't think so.
No, you sure?
Yeah, I should go and see Andrew on my own. I don't think he'd appreciate me bringing you with me.
Oh, wouldn't he?
Will.
Well, tell him I don't particularly appreciate the way he's treating his children.
Okay, sweetheart.
It's not right, though.
I know.
It's Mia and Jake he's hurting when he doesn't pay his maintenance. I don't know how he can let down his kids like that.
Which is why you're a better man than he is. Look, I'm sure if I go and speak to him, he normally pays up.
Well, what if he doesn't, though?
Well...
Well, do you need something to tide you over?
No. I already owe you for the washing machine.
I don't mind. It's not a problem.
Honestly.
Well, don't be afraid to ask.
All right, Mr. Moneybags. Now, take these flowers. I'm sure your mum won't want them from me.
What are you talking about? She likes you now.
She likes Jake and Mia. Let's not get carried away.
Evening, people.
Oh, hi, Alistair.
Oh, now that's what I call a modern relationship, a woman giving the man the flowers.
Oh. No, it's...
They're for me mum, it's their anniversary.
Ah, so you're all meeting up to celebrate, are you?
And to watch your football.
Well, come on then, let's not stand around here. I'm in desperate need of a pint.
So is that why you brought me down here? So you could watch the football?
No.
That's what Edward said.
I didn't exactly
say... He just meant we spoke about it this morning, didn't you, son?
Yeah.
He mentioned he was coming down to watch the football, so I said we might see him here.
Oh, really?
He didn't plan it. In any case, he just said he's not staying there.
No, I'm going to go home and get some kip.
You all right, love?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just been overdoing it a bit recently, that's all.
What, you overdoing it? I didn't think you knew the meaning of the word.
Yeah, well, that's what Oliver reckons.
Oh?
Yeah, and Emma's right. I've been taking my eye off the ball.
You in trouble?
No, that's nothing, really. It's just the milk yield. It's dropped off a bit. I hadn't noticed.
It'll be okay, though.
Yeah. I just need to give the cow some extra ration.
Yeah, it's all right for a sum, innit?
Hey?
It doesn't matter to your boss how high the feed prices are going.
Oh, Eddie.
What are you going on about?
Oh, ignore him, everybody's worried about the turkeys.
That's because we had such a bad summer that we're having to buy in more concentrate. It's not what we wanted.
Yeah, but he can afford it. Sterling's got money in the bank.
Eddie, you've got the logs and the Christmas wreaths and the mistletoe.
They don't bring in much.
Well, summer's bound to turn up.
Like what?
I don't know, but no point getting bitter about it.
We should do another Grundy World of Christmas.
Hey?
Well, you know, like we did before. At least then you wouldn't have to rely on just the turkeys.
Oh, don't go putting thoughts in his head. Anyway, don't like it made that much money.
It's an idea, though, isn't it?
Eddie?
And people still talk about it in the village.
How could we possibly do that again? They're in time.
Happy anniversary.
Mm. Oh.
William?
Hiya, Clary. Hi, Eddie.
What are you doing here?
Hey.
You all right, Nick?
Hi, Ed.
Well, you said meet you here. Some flowers for you, Mum.
Oh, thank you. So he told you that he were going to be in the pub?
Yeah.
No!
We've come to celebrate.
Hold on.
Well, I thought we were going to watch the match together.
Eddie.
Well, isn't that right?
I knew it.
I told you to wait for me in the bar.
Don't blame him.
No, sweetheart.
All that nonsense about wanting to treat me to something special. Oh, love, we can afford it. You're worth it. Let's go out for a lovely meal together.
And we have.
All you wanted to do was watch the footy.
Well... Maybe. But this is nice, isn't it, eh? All the family together. That's what anniversaries are all about. Come on, guys, sit yourselves down. Let's make a proper evening of it.
Yeah, sorry, I can't. I really have to go.
Yeah, all right, son. Well, Will and Nick, then.
pull up a pew.
Is that all right, Mum? Do you mind?
Oh, do what you like. Your father seems to have the evening all planned out.
Yeah, see? Now we can have a lovely evening together. Isn't this nice?
Ow!
I know. It's not as if he even fell very far. It was only one step. But he's broken the tibia and the fibula.
Oh, poor old boy.
So now he's got his leg in plaster, right over the knee.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, cheers. And he's got to keep it on for at least 12 weeks.
You know, I never realised your father lived in Scotland. Oh, that's good. I know, Melrose. Hell of a journey from here.
Well, I went up Monday morning and came back last night.
Right. Excuse me, Matt. Ed?
Oh, you're Oliver.
You're not going, are you?
Yeah, I thought I'd get some kip.
Well, you are allowed to watch the match, you know.
Nah, that's okay. I might catch up a bit of it at home. I'll see you tomorrow, eh?
All right, then. See you. Sorry about that, Alison.
No.
So, well, it must be a real worry for you.
Oh, just a bit. Dad hasn't got anyone up there to look after him. Fee, my sister, she's with him at the moment, but she's going to have to get back to Bristol. She can't spend too long away from work.
Oh, dear.
I'm going back up for a couple of days next week. It's a real worry, though.
Yeah.
I don't quite know what we're going to do. I suppose we're going to have to find him some sort of regular carer.
Well, it is difficult nowadays, isn't it? I mean, especially now we all live at such distance from each other.
Of course, it would help if he wasn't such a cantankerous old beggar. No, really, Oliver. It can be a nightmare. And being in hospital's only made him worse. Apparently, the nurses are dreadful. Don't have a clue what they're doing.
Oh, Lord.
You can't talk to the other patients because they're all idiots. And the only book he had to read for the first couple of days was the Gideon Bible.
Not one for scripture, then.
Oh, no. Dyed-in-the-wool atheist. I don't think he can conceive of the idea that any supreme being could know better than him. So you can imagine, being forced to be dependent on somebody else really isn't going to suit him.
Ah, I can see that.
Just hope you can find someone with a forbearance to put up with him.
No, it was great, weren't it, Clary? We had a great big flashing Santa on Mike's roof.
Flashing?
Oh, no!
It did.
No, not like revealing his self.
Oh, the lights went on and off.
No, I know.
We did have a moon in Santa, though.
What?
Remember? We gave him away with every treat.
Oh, I don't think I want to know.
We had a bouncy castle and lights and stores and a Christmas grotto.
There ain't no way we could do that again.
Not an entire Grundy world of Christmas, but we could have a one-off Christmas fair. Think about it. If we did it after we'd slaughtered the turkeys, we can bung them all in the container and use the barn for the stalls.
What stalls?
Well, you know, for selling Christmassy wares. You could bake your biscuits and cakes.
Oh, could I?
We can rent the others out to, like, foodies or local craftspeople.
Oh, Grandad could paint his trap up again like a sleigh.
Yeah, and we can do the grotto again.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Huh.
And, hey, we could give some of the turkeys away. Like as prizes for the tombola.
Well, it all sounds like a lot of hard work to me.
Oh, it doesn't have to be, Mum. I mean, I'll come down as usual and help you kill and pluck the turkeys.
Good lad.
And I'll give you a hand sitting up.
Listen, how about we do the turkeys a few days early? Then we can hold the fair on the Sunday after that.
When's that?
It's the 16th.
Is it? Right.
I don't know, Eddie.
Oh, come on, love. It's only for one day. And if it makes back a bit of money on the turkeys.
I suppose we have got to do summer.
That's my go.
No, but I am not doing all the work, Eddie.
No, of course not. Oh, look at the time. The match will be starting soon. Can we,
Oh, yes, go and watch your match.
Grand.
Is that okay?
Of course. Me and Claire will be fine.
I can tell Dad about our plan.
Well, it's Joe here too.
Oh,
never mind. Go on.
See you in a bit.
Yeah, see ya. I think that fair sounds like it's going to be great.
We'll see.
Congratulations, by the way.
Huh?
On your anniversary.
Oh.
26 years, eh? That's amazing.
You reckon?
Absolutely. Must be wonderful to be with someone for so long.
Sometimes I can't help but wonder.
No, you should do that.
All right.
Go and see Alan.
I'll pop over to the vicarage first, but after that, shall I come over?
That'd be fine. I'm not going out anywhere.
I'll see you in a little while, then.
Yep, okay.
Bye, then, Kathy.
Yeah, bye.
Who was that?
Oh, Linda. Well, what's going on? I was sure it was going to be my liaison officer. She should have called by now. The hearing must have finished.
Yeah, maybe, but you know what courts can be like? There's probably a backlog.
But it was meant to be over an hour ago.
Yeah, then they must be running a bit late.
Why?
I don't know, Kathy. Look, come and sit down, love. Come on. Shall I put the telly on? Might be something decent on.
Do you think they'll say who she is?
What?
That other woman. Oh. Do you think they'll tell me her name?
Oh, God, I don't know. I wouldn't have thought so. Why? Do you really want to find out?
I'd just like to know. Make her real somehow.
Cup of char.
What?
Tea. Oh. If we're not going to do anything, may as well have a brew, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll just pop the kettle on you.
Well, I'll get it.
No, it's all right. I'm here.
Oh, Kenton.
Hello? Oh. Hi, Elizabeth. No, nothing yet.
I think you startled Linda.
What's up, Peggy?
When you passed her. I don't think she realised who you were.
Good afternoon.
Oh, sorry, Linda. I didn't mean to scare you.
That's all right.
I just waved.
No, I realised. You zoomed by so quickly.
Hello, Linda.
Peggy, how are you?
Oh, well, not too bad.
Good. It's actually rather fortunate you were in such a hurry to get home, Alan.
Oh?
Because I was hoping to have a chat. Now, it's about an idea I had to hold a Christmas concert at St. Stephen's.
Oh, right.
Well, yes, I thought since I'm not dramatically employed this year, so to speak.
Absolutely. But I don't know if Peggy needs me, though.
Oh, no, I only dropped into the church. Jack's at his day centre. I thought I'd take a little stroll.
Are you sure, Peggy?
Of course. So, what's this concert idea of yours, Linda?
Well, it all depends if Alan were willing, but did you read my review in Borsetshire Live for that wonderful gospel choir?
Yes.
I think I might have read it.
Yes. Well, they were such an inspiration, Alan, that it occurred to me, wouldn't it be fabulous if I could bring them to Ambridge and share that inspiration with everyone here?
Yes, indeed.
Mom!
Oh, hello, Linda.
Actually, Linda, do you mind if we discuss this inside and then get out of my leathers?
Oh, yes.
Thanks. Hi, Lillian.
Well, hello, Alan.
Shall we...
Of course, yes. Yeah. Goodbye, Peggy.
Bye, Linda. Alan.
I'll keep you informed if we get this concert off the ground.
Yes, please do.
So who's this choir, then?
Well, as I said...
Oh, dear.
They're a wonderful choir.
Did I scare them off?
No. Alan just needed to get on.
Are you all right? You look exhausted.
Yes, I'm fine. I was just having a quiet walk.
Look, do you want to come back for a coffee? I was just on my way to the shop, but I can easily...
No, don't let me stop you. I have to pick up Jack in a little while anyway, and there are some jobs I wanted to get done first.
Nonsense. You need some caffeine and a chat.
Oh, Lillian.
Come on, let's go back to the house. Whatever we need to do can wait.
Right. Do you already know that this choir will be able to perform?
Oh, yes. I spoke to their director this morning. We're so fortunate to get them, Alan. They're ever so busy this time of year.
Yeah, sure.
I thought it best to check that they were available before I came to speak to you.
So, when was the date, you said?
The 19th. It's the last Wednesday before Christmas.
Well, I think that's all right. Certainly doesn't ring any bells.
Oh, wonderful. We'd agreed they'd do 2 15-minute sets, one in each half.
Right.
Oh, well, so now I just have to fill the rest of the programme.
Oh, yeah.
Are you all right, Alan?
Yeah, sorry, these leathers can be a bit tricky to get off.
Ah, well, you see, that's the virtue of pedal power. All you need are bicycle clips.
All I need is to lose weight. You couldn't pull the end of that leg, could you?
What?
My diet's gone right downhill since Amy left. Oh. Just grab it round the ankle.
Oh, yes, of course.
So, what are the sorts of music you're thinking of?
Might contact the cathedral school.
Yes. You'll do, Meg.
Oh, right. Well, what do you think? Is it worth inquiring if they could provide a choir?
Oh, absolutely. Give them a call.
Oh,
so,
dear.
Whew.
Yeah, it reminds me, actually. I was talking to Christine yesterday.
Yes?
We had a problem with the organ. Phil's away on his holiday, and Valda, who'd normally fill in, she's away over Christmas, too.
Oh, so you mean you haven't got anyone to play?
Well, we hadn't. But it turns out that Christine's son, Peter, is actually coming to stay with her.
Oh, of course he's a musician, isn't he?
Exactly. I'm sure he could be persuaded to play the organ for your concert.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
Good. So who else you got?
Oh, don't worry, Alan. I'm going to put my mind to finding other musical groups from around Borsetshire.
Right, well, don't forget Fallon.
Oh, well, would her repertoire be suitable?
I don't see why not, as long as it's not death metal.
No, indeed. So you don't have any concerns about a secular element, then?
Oh, no. It's within the bounds of taste and decency.
Well, I think you could rely on that.
But to be honest, Linda, I am delighted. Just the kind of thing I want the church used for.
But I don't understand. How can that be?
What is it? What's happening?
Shh, shh, shh. Yeah. No, I know all that, but I thought it had already been decided. The judge said... What change in circumstances? Yeah, all right, okay, I'll speak to you then. Bye.
So what is it? They heard his plea, haven't they?
Not guilty.
Right, and the trial date?
It's the beginning of April.
Well, that's not too far.
Yeah.
So what is it?
He's reapplying for bail.
What?
He's reapplying for bail. They said there'd been a change of circumstance.
Don't answer
no,
it.
No, we have to.
No, it doesn't matter. Just pretend we're not in.
No, it'll be Linda. She said she'd come over.
Oh, great.
It's okay.
But when was this?
The night before last.
Oh, Mum.
It was all right. Roy was there. He helped me to get Jack back inside.
But what if he hadn't been? Jack could have gone anywhere.
Well, I suppose. No, I won't have another coffee, thanks.
Is this the first time he's wandered off?
At night, yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He's never gone outside before, though.
So he does get up a lot, then?
Yes. He tends to get more anxious towards the evenings. And it's quite difficult to get him to go to sleep. He comes back to bed when I ask.
Why haven't you said anything before?
Well, usually it's fine. I wake up.
Well, that's no good, is it?
He naps during the day, though.
For you, Mum. It's no good for you. No wonder you're exhausted.
All right, I suppose I am quite tired. But I can manage. I don't know why he's so restless at the moment.
Mum.
But then he's never needed a lot of sleep.
Look, have you thought about maybe going in the spare room?
No.
I don't mean every night.
No, I couldn't, Lillian.
Well, just so you can catch up on your rest.
It would upset Jack too much. Really, he'd know I wasn't there.
All right, but we've got to do something.
I know. Jack's got his 6-monthly check-up next week. I'll talk to the doctor then.
You need to talk to us first. You have to say if you're not managing.
It's not easy, Lily.
I know it's not, but you have to ask for help.
I know.
You can't take all the burden upon yourself.
He needs me.
And you've got the family. You need them.
Yes.
Because you have to look after yourself as well. Now, when are you picking up Jack from the day centre?
Oh, gosh, yes, I'm going to have to go.
Nope, you're not. I'll fetch him.
Oh, Lillian.
You're staying here.
What?
Have a bit of time away from the house. Now, you know where everything is, but have another coffee.
Oh, honestly, dear, you don't really need to.
I'm getting Jack. Now, you put your feet up and relax.
Now, it's not as if it's a surprise, though. You know, we always knew he was never going to plead guilty.
Yeah.
And at least it's not that long before the trial.
5 months?
Well, 4 and a bit.
Still an awfully long time to be left in limbo.
It could have been much longer.
What happens if he gets out?
Kathy...
What if they do give him bail? I couldn't stand it.
That is not going to happen.
But what if it does?
Look, Love, I really don't think it will. Do you, Linda?
Well, the judge refused it last time.
Well, something has changed, apparently.
Oh, do you know what?
No, she wouldn't say.
Oh, he's just trying it on. It's his lawyers that have to do something to justify their fees.
Oh, well, yes, that's their job. If there's any way they can challenge a decision, then they have to try it.
So there is a chance, then?
No, that's not what I meant, Kathy.
Look at me. They're not going to give Taylor bail.
Yes,
no, but
If they do, they're not going to let him within 100 miles of Ambridge.
You're in a much stronger position than he is, Cathy. Yeah. Much stronger. He can't do anything that might jeopardise his case.
Exactly.
Suppose so.
In any case, you've got me here now.
Yes.
And Linda's just down the road. And there's Nigel and Elizabeth and Sid and Pat.
You see, you've got so many people, you really mustn't worry.
You are completely safe.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
Yes. Well, I suppose I should leave you in peace. I only wanted to know how you were.
No, of course. And thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Linda.
Oh, not at all, Cathy. Now you know where I am, if you need me.
Here, I'll show you out.
Okay.
Oh, it's getting quite dark, isn't it?
Yes, days are really drawing in now.
Yeah, I know. It's not even December yet. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming over, Linda.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's good for Cathy to have other people to talk to.
Will she be all right, do you think?
I wish I could tell you. We had to go through all this the last time he applied for bail.
That seems so unfair.
It's ridiculous, that's what it is. I mean, they've made their decision.
You don't think they would let him out, do you?
God, I've no idea. It makes me so angry.
I suppose if he has had this change in circumstances...
What is that all about?
I don't know.
I mean, who gives a damn about him? Nobody seems to care about Cathy and what all this is doing to her.
They have to treat him as if he could be innocent.
Well, he's not. He's as guilty as hell and he's going to go to jail.
Well, I know that.
Then why don't they stop wasting their time with all this rubbish and just leave him there to rot?
Oh, but what a shame, though.
I know. The 1 year Mum decides not to go on a cruise and you two jet off around the world.
Phil's always saying we don't see enough of Heather. Still, it'll be nice for you, having your Mum here for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And you'll be there in spirit.
Yes.
Or at least your puddings will be there anyway. You're still coming over this weekend, aren't you?
For Stir Up Sunday, yes, of course. It's the only part of the family Christmas I'm going to have.
Good.
If that's still all right with you.
Of course. Oh, I must remember to go into town tomorrow to buy the fruit, though.
Well, I can go if you need me to.
No, I'll pop into Ambridge Organics.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You've got enough to do getting ready for your trip.
Yes. I've got a lot of it done, though.
Really? But there's still a week to go.
I know. But you know how I like to be on top of things.
I always leave it till the last minute.
But Ruth, it's been so difficult deciding what to pack. All these different places we're visiting, we have to be prepared for any weather.
Liz, that's what you want.
Well, that's what we've done. And we've managed to keep the amount we're taking down.
Oh, good.
It was quite a task. But we really didn't want to take much more than Kenton's enormous suitcase.
Of course not. Oh, hi.
Hello. Hi, Mum.
Hello, love.
How'd it go?
Yeah. Good-sized bull calf. Mother and child doing well.
Great.
How long's supper going to be?
A while yet.
Oh, that's fine. I can get some paperwork done. Got a pile of cattle passports that need doing.
You might struggle.
Oh, why?
Pip and Phil are using the office.
Pip's showing him how to set up an internet email account.
Oh, right.
No, I'll go and grab him. They must have finished by now.
Pip, Mum, you don't have to.
No, we ought to get home. I need to start dinner too.
All right, then.
See you on Sunday, Jill.
Yes, okay. Bye.
Bye, Mum.
Bye.
So... what's Pip doing?
Oh, it's so they can keep in touch when they're on holiday.
Oh. Dad's up for it, then.
Pip convinced him. Have you seen Eddie, by the way?
Yeah, he's finishing up in the parlour now.
Right.
Did he tell you about his grand plan?
What was that?
About the fair that they're going to hold in their field.
Oh, yeah, he said. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, he wanted to know if we fancied hiring a table to sell our beef.
Oh, I don't think so.
That's what I told him.
Good. You know Joe's dressing up as Santa again?
Oh, no, he's not.
Yes.
Father Christmas really isn't meant to reek of pipe tobacco. Right, well, I'm going to get cleaned up and try and reclaim my office.
OK, you've got about half an hour.
Well, cook quicker, woman.
Oh, just watch
then
it.
Then I won't have to do the paperwork.
Are you sure you don't want me to come with you?
Honestly, Kenton, I'll be fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I'll quite enjoy a bit of shopping, actually. Nothing like losing yourself in a crowd.
Kathy,
it'll be nice looking for presents for Jamie. I want him to have a good Christmas.
OK. Well, I'm going to take these over to Glebe.
Yeah, sure.
Do you want me to pick up Jamie from Sid's?
Oh, no, I won't be very long. The shop's closed at 8. Oh,
OK. Well, I'll see you later then, yeah?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Pip, can I have the office back now?
Yeah, just give me a minute.
To do some work. You've got your own computer.
All right, yeah.
What are you looking at? Your flight will produce 2.8 tonnes of CO2. What's this?
I was looking at how bad Grandma and Grandad's emissions were.
Oh, yeah?
I thought that maybe they could offset their flights, or we could.
Pip.
That's just the flight to Hong Kong. I haven't worked out the rest yet.
You know, it's not an exact science, this offsetting business.
I know.
There have been arguments about how they do the calculations.
It's still worth it, though.
Well, as for planting trees, you know, some people say it's not that big a help.
But you don't have to plant trees. You can pay for energy-saving bulbs or wind farms.
Yeah, right, I'm only saying.
We've got to do something.
Pip?
Those can't all be presents.
Yes, they are.
In both bags.
Oh, I don't get to send Meryl very much. It costs a fortune.
Well, yes.
So, as I have my own personal couriers going over to visit her, where shall I put them?
Oh, put them next to the ironing. I think I'll be packing an extra case after all. Meryl's certainly going to be spoilt this Christmas.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Yes.
I never thought of hanging it in the conservatory.
I'm a bit worried the light in here might fade the photograph.
Oh, no, no. I won't worry about that.
But we can always draw the blinds.
Oh, that is fabulous. Oh, it really does look good. Hmm. So you all set for the big expedition, then?
Yes. Well, at least I thought so. You need to look at your email, by the way. Your father sent you a message.
Dad has?
Well, Pip, really. She set up an email address for us and sent it to all the family.
Oh, right. Well, that's brilliant. You'll be able to keep us up to date with your adventures.
As long as we can find a computer.
I'm not bound to have internet access at the places you're staying.
If you say so.
Hey, Mum, you should do a blog.
What?
Yeah, you could borrow my digital camera and post all your photos on it.
Kenton?
Oh, I can show you how to do it.
I don't think so. We want to enjoy our holiday, not spend it in front of a computer.
Oh, all right.
Now, are you going to stay for a drink?
Yeah, okay.
To your coffee.
Oh, hold on.
Kenton?
Tea, please. Hey, Kathy?
Oh, Kenton.
Everything okay?
No, it's the car.
What's the matter?
I don't know. The engine just cut out. I had to roll into a lay-by. Right,
okay.
I've only just been through its MOT.
Yeah. Where are you, love?
Oh, I'm on the Felbersham bypass, just after you go by that big garden centre.
Okay.
I can't get it to start.
Well, don't panic. I'm on my way.
Come on, Kenton. No! Kenton, where are you? Oh!
Hello, love. You all right?
Yes! Yes!
Got a problem?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Do you want me to have a look for you?
No! I've got someone coming.
It's all right. Have you got a torch?
You'll be here very soon.
Just pop your bonnet. I might be able to get you going.
No! No, get away from me! Leave me alone!
Why?
Help! Somebody, please help me! Go away!
Okay, I'll get it. Stupid cow. What's your problem?
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Get away from her!
What's going on?
Nothing, okay? All I did was stop to help.
Right.
Knocked on the window, she went crazy. You know her? She got a screw loose or something?
No.
Well, there's something wrong with her.
She's just not been very well recently.
Yeah, well, you should take her to see someone. Try and do somebody a good turn.
I'm sorry. Look, I'm really sorry, mate.
Yeah, well.
Kathy, open the door. Darling,
oh,
it's all right. I'm here now.
He was banging on the window.
Yes, I know.
I thought he was going to kill me.
He wasn't going to do anything. He was just trying to help.
Come on, pass me your handbag.
What?
We'll leave the car here.
No,
it's fine. I'll come back for it later.
But Ken's been...
Love, you don't have to worry.
I just...
Now, let's get you home. Come on.
Come in.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
What you doing?
Reading.
Very dark in here. You're going to hurt your eyes.
I don't need all the lights on.
Listen. I'm sorry if I upset you earlier. I didn't mean to.
It's all right. It doesn't matter.
No, it does. No, if this offsetting thing is important to you...
It's not that particularly.
Well, I wasn't trying to disparage you.
It's just...
What?
It was just this lesson we had today. It was about climate change.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's just everything, isn't it? It's all you ever hear about. You know, how the Greenland ice shelf is melting and all these new diseases, like blue tongue.
I know.
They reckon a quarter of the world's species could be extinct in 50 years' time.
Hey, no, come on. You're talking about worst-case scenarios.
And it's going to happen if we don't do something.
Look, Pip... I do understand why you're concerned.
And then I started thinking about all those flights Gran and Grandad are making.
Pip.
I know they deserve a holiday.
No, exactly. I mean, you know, it's not as if they go away very often, is it? And what about us? You've never even been on a plane.
Yeah, I guess.
Just think about all those friends of yours who fly off to Spain every summer.
Well, they shouldn't.
We can each only do our bit, can't we? And compared with a lot of people...
David?
Oh, we're in here.
Oh. Everything okay?
Yeah, yeah. Now, Pip's just been telling me how worried she is about climate change.
Oh?
I was saying how few flights Mum and Dad have ever been on.
Well, is there anything we can do on the farm, then?
But we already do, Pip.
Yeah.
Like the extended grazing regime. Leaving the herd out longer means we don't have to import so much feed.
Precisely.
And we put clover in the pasture. That fixes nitrogen in the soil.
Yeah, so we don't need as much fertiliser.
Making fertiliser uses loads of energy.
Okay, well, that's good.
That's why we've got to maximise production from grass.
Yeah, we will. We don't want you to worry, though.
It's just a bit scary, you know. Things could be really bad by the time I'm your age.
Hang on, I'm not that ancient.
Well, that's what I mean.
All right.
But we are trying.
Yeah. Think about Uncle Nigel, and all the great things he's doing.
I know, yeah.
Don't worry, sweetheart. We're doing what we can.
All right, shall we go inside?
What am I going to do? That poor man, he was only trying to help. What must he think of me?
It doesn't matter what he thinks.
Taylor's in my head all the time, Kenton. If I'm in the dark, there's a reflection in the window. Oh, I think
darling,
he's there.
Please,
now,
come on.
This...
No, he can't get to you.
He might.
No.
Don't tell me that won't happen.
It won't.
You don't know that. They could give him bail and then he can do whatever he wants.
No, he can't, though.
Why not?
Look, he'd have to be an idiot.
He breaks the law, Kenton. That's what he does. Oh, he's mad. He has to be, or how could he do that to me?
Yes, I know.
He doesn't obey the rules.
Oh, Kathy, please, love, you have to trust me. This is all just in your head. He can't get to you.
He's got all this power over me, and he's locked in jail. What's it going to be like if he gets out?
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.